Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for July the 12th, 2010. We will begin our session today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, I thank you again for allowing us to gather here again to conduct the business of Jefferson County. I ask you that you continue to bless this county as well as this court and all the staff of Jefferson County, all the citizens. We ask these blessings in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We're going to take item out of order, the addendum, risk management, announcement of the 2010 Summer Employee Wellness Program. Mr. Erickson?
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. You're all aware that Jefferson County has always been very committed to providing a safe and healthy workplace for every employee. But like most employers, we're spending more and more each year on health care. And that's just a nationwide thing. Every employee has a vested interest in helping us control those health-related costs. And the best way that they can do that is to try to achieve living a healthier lifestyle. In this country, 70% of health care costs, this is from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, are a result of reversible lifestyle-related problems such as obesity and smoking. The United States, the CDC estimated direct and indirect annual costs from obesity are approximately $117 billion, and they estimate that the direct health care costs alone, not indirect, but just direct health care costs of tobacco is $96 billion. The best way to battle these rising healthcare costs, and there's been a lot of studies done. I have just one magazine that came to me today, the Risk and Insurance Management. And the summary is that wellness figures heavily in the new strategy to tweak and reform corporate benefit program. So what we're trying to do today is work with our healthcare administrator, Cigna, as well as with the Texas AgriLife program and participate in the Walk Across Texas program that actually stemmed from Texas AgriLife. If we can do some things with wellness, there's a $269 a year savings just from getting up off the couch and doing a little something per employee per year. $1,200 a year for employees who reduce their cholesterol level from 240 to 190. And that's directly affected by exercise. $177 a year for every employee who goes from obese, more than 30 pounds overweight, to a healthy weight. And just losing a few pounds can dramatically reduce blood pressure and allow people to definitely decrease their blood pressure medication and reduce the chance of heart attack or stroke. So we're trying to work on this. We've offered monetary incentives over the last few years for participating in the health risk assessment program. We've taken that data and then Cigna conducted a healthcare survey for us. How do you employees want to participate in this program? And walking was the number one answer that we got. So this was a great fit from the data we received. Again, Cigna is represented today by Lanisha Hollebeck and Takanisha Turner, and then also we have, is Barbara here? Barbara Evans from, there you go. She's from Texas AgriLife, and they've worked with us, and also Kim and Tara from Risk Management have done a lot of work from this, and Tara's going to be the site coordinator for the program. We've got a lot of good prizes that we've worked on, and there'll be team and individual prizes. And basically what we want to do is just get our employees involved, get them engaged, get them up and moving. And we thought this summer wellness program would be the way to do that. We're asking that all department heads and elected officials not only encourage, or not only allow, but encourage their employees to participate in this. Right now, we've got 21 team captains, and if the team captains would stand up, I don't know that all of them are here, but we've got these folks that are going to be team captains. They'll be soliciting employees to be on teams this year. In the next week, if we hopefully we'll have more employees ready to participate than we do team captains, and we'll get some more. that would be fantastic. And I just like for everybody to really understand that if we want to make a difference in our lives and our healthcare and our healthcare costs, we've got to go back to the basics, and it's got to be individual effort. People have to be engaged. So. We'd just like to get the court to back us on this, and we'll be sending out a memo to employees today on how they can participate in it.
Well, Kerry, I've done my part. I canceled a 9:30 doctor's appointment this morning, so the rest is up to y'all.
We appreciate that,
Judge. It's a wonderful, wonderful idea. And do we have a motion on this? Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Thank you very much for that info. Purchasing. Item A. Receive and file bids for IFB term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. B, receive and file bids for a term contract on trash container service for Jefferson County. Item C, reject all bids received regarding term contract for termites for Jefferson County. Item D, approve specs for IFB term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. E, amend contract for IFB term contract for janitorial service for Jefferson County to show the dates of the first year of the contract to be July 1, 2010 through June 30th, 2011. Item F, execute, receive, and file contract IFB of Jefferson County Courthouse Masonry and Window Restoration. This is phase three with Phoenix One Restoration and Construction Limited in the amount of $6,686,000. Item G, execute, receive, and file contract IFB for restoration for Walter Humphrey State Park with Tom Mack, Inc. Item H, receive and file interlocal agreement with Hardin County Asset Sharing in Jefferson County to operate a joint 800 MHZ trunked radio communication system. Item I, discuss possibly approve the purchasing agent enter into a contract negotiations for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County. Item J, consider accepting donations to Jefferson County of two Canon image runners, copiers, just Canons, for the State of Texas Office of Court Administration. Item K, consider and possibly approve interdepartment transfer of a 2001 Ford F-150 pickup truck from Road and Bridge 2 to Mid-County Maintenance. Is authorized by the local government code 262.011, Pren J. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion?
Second.
Second. Discussion?
Got a couple of questions, Judge.
Okay.
Probably on this negotiation of Deb, can you give us a little bit on that, if you don't mind? Who's on those, on that committee? Now, explain to me, on that committee, when you said pre-disaster and debris removal, does that eliminate the ability for others to come in and us to elect possibly somebody else?
These are exclusive contracts.
That does not.
Of course, we've been doing this for third year.
Yes.
And I suppose times are the essence, since we're in hurricane season. Any other comments?
I guess the second one, on the questions I have on the next one would be on the copier. That's at no cost to the county. Wanted to make sure it was no cost to us.
No cost. That was nice of him. You what? Did you send him a thank you note? Anything else? All in favor of those items under purchasing, say aye.
Judge, I'd like to take F individually.
Who?
F. Item F.
F?
F.
Like in Frank?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on items A through E and G through K, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Commissioner?
One of the concerns I have is we're entering budget next week, and I know this thing has been kicked around and everything. I make a motion that we table this, we get through the budget, and then bring it back. And, I mean, that's my motion.
Let me ask, how urgent is the approval of this today?
Judge, if I might, we've already awarded this contract.
Okay.
It was done 2 weeks ago, and we are now only in the stages of formalizing a relationship we've approved. We have entered into a binding agreement. We're now putting it on paper and receiving it and filing it to make it a public record. So I appreciate Commissioner's concerns,
yes.
But this is a mere formality concluding a decision we've already made.
Okay, yeah, it is.
So pretty much the 6-6 is pretty much spent.
Yes, sir, that was approved 2 weeks ago.
I must have been asleep. I apologize. Thank you.
Mr. Rudd, wasn't that on, Commissioner Arnold, did you have to do any negotiation with them or anything, any talks to them?
Negotiated as far as what, Commissioner Alford?
What?
The price?
Okay.
There is variance in what the final numbers can come in based on work content, but that number is what was approved.
Only thing I remember during the conversation we had, and that was questions about the storm days and the scaffolds being up an extra two or three times, and that was supposed to be discussed and brought back. That's the only thing I remember.
Right, and who was responsible for taking, that's a major cost that we can incur, but I didn't know if it was in the contract for us, who would remove those or stabilize those scaffolds.
Mr. Rayo clarified at the time we approved it, that I think our purchasing one, that included taking them down twice.
Yeah. Two times. Okay, anything further? All in favor of item F, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly encourage all citizens to participate in the 2010 census. Item B, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Judge James McNicholas to the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation Board of Directors. Item C, consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute an amendment to a project agreement with Texas Park and Wildlife Department for the Keith Lake Boat Ramp Construction Projects to extend the expiration date of the construction grant agreement until August 31, 2010. Item D, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation. Item E, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Jimmy Grimes and Walter Lucas as commissioners to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1.
Judge, may I interject here just a second?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lucas is unable to be here due to a personal family issue. We want to postpone that until next Monday or another day.
Both of them, Mr. Grimes and...
No, Mr. Grimes is here.
Okay. We will postpone Mr. Walter Lucas, and we will proceed on Mr. Grimes.
Thank you.
For the Board of Commissioners for a one-year term. Item F, I have a table on that. Did anybody request that table? Who? Fred? Okay. Then we will not consider that. Items A through E under County Commissioners.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
I'll second.
And a second. Discussion?
Yes, Judge. Mr. Rayo, I just want to ask you for the record. On C, if I know you know, pretty much I want to let the court know that extending this to August 31st, 2010 will not be enough time, of course. Of course, I made a call to you this morning, so would you inform the court and citizens what's going on with that?
I'm trying to find out, Commissioner. I have put in several calls to Parks and Wildlife, but they are apparently all out on the oil spill issue. We recognize that 2010 is not going to get it within the construction letting time. And I think they also understand that, and I think they're coming back with another agreement to us. But it was imperative that we get this done immediately, or this one was going to expire. So I think what they did is give us enough time to get the new agreement in progress and get it executed later.
Right, and we pretty much anticipate having enough time to finish it and still be within the grounds of the grant.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you, sir.
And that grant is for $500,000, and it is for the construction of the actual boat ramp in the new Keith Lake Park. I don't have a projection, Commissioner, because right now we're building the roadway and the parking lot. Once we get that staging area complete, then we will start the boat ramp construction.
Anything further? All those in favor of the items under County Commissioners, with the exception of F, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, consider and approve a budget transfer for Justice of the Peace 7, $500 for travel. Item B, consider budget transfer of County Court at Law Number 2, replacement of computer, $1,263. Item C, consider approve a budget transfer or dispute resolution for travel, $898. Item D, receive and file financial and operating statement for the month ending May 31, 2010. Item E, payment of regular county bills, check number 314138 through check number 341280. And also item F, payment of regular county bills, check number 341281 through check number 341548. Is there a motion on this? Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County clerk. Item A, consider and possibly approve petition to legalize the legal sale of beer and wine for off-premise consumption only in the city of Beville Oaks. Item B, receive and file petition to legalize the legal sale of beer and wine for off-premises consumption only in the city of Beville Oaks. Consider and possibly approve order calling for special election to legalize the legal sale of beer and wine for off-premise consumption only in the city of Beville Oaks, which is to be held November the 2nd, 2010. Is there a motion on that?
Second.
Have a motion, second. Discussion.
All the petitions and all the signatures and everything did receive that.
Everything?
All, yes, was legal.
Yes. We have some.
Yes, ma'am.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Treasurer, item A, receive and file investment schedule for June 2010, including the year-to-date total earnings on the county. Is there a motion on that? Motion, second. Discussion. All in favor say aye. Ayes have any, all those opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. District Clerk, item A, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an order approving the fiscal year 11-12 state case registry, local customer service contract with the Office of Attorney General of Texas. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion second. All in favor or discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute a sub-recipient agreement for infrastructure program grant for the buffer zone protection program. Item B, receive, file, executed sub-recipient agreement for this infrastructure program grant. Is there a motion on that? Second. Is? I don't have a clue what that means. What's a sub-recipient? '97. As long as y'all understand what all that means. Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Risk management, we've done that. That concludes the agenda. Sir? Oh, yeah. I meant to I just overlooked that. Sorry, Mayor. Would you care to say anything?
I'm going to just thank the Commissioners Court and President Brannick of the Housing Finance Corporation. What I gave to each of the commissioners, and I'll give to the members of the media, is a short release on just our mortgage credit certificate program. This is different than what we've done in the past when we've actually provided mortgage lending funds for first-time homebuyers. This is a mortgage credit certificate program which actually provides a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for homeowners in qualifying homes and in qualifying income brackets to enable them to take some additional benefit of a first-time homebuyer as a tax credit. We had a meeting, thanks to President Brannick and others and our program administrator out of Dallas, about 4 weeks ago, and we had a good number of local lenders that we all expect will participate in the program. They have all the program guidelines, so the program is ongoing. And we have a number in this press release for First Southwest Company, the program administrator, and we are happy to provide any additional information that any of the commissioners may need. We think this will be another tool in the toolkit. Your corporation was able to secure back in December about $25 million of authority to either do mortgage credit certificate programs or a bond issue, and we're still hopeful to do a single family bond issue sometime during the 3 years that we have that $25 million commitment. So it was a very excellent program, our first-time homebuyer program for both the last two cycles. Obviously, with some matters at the federal level, it's a little more difficult to get the federal partners involved in doing our single-family mortgage revenue bond programs, but we're hopeful, again, that there will be changes there as well. But this is a different program, but one we're also excited about, and we look forward to its success. And, again, encouraging home ownership here in Jefferson County. Thank you, everyone.
That's a yes. Question. I want sure. you to briefly explain some of the individuals, and I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I thought of it as you were speaking. Some of the individuals are people in our community that may qualify. Just give us just a little bit on it, because a lot of time people, they'll look at our presentation on the down, and they don't get enough. Just a little bit.
Oh,
on
sure.
It,
and in this, there's an example given. As I said, this is really for homeowners who are qualifying for their first home. That's an individual who hasn't paid mortgage loan payments in at least 3 years. Either they're a brand new home or they've been out of a home in a renting situation, maybe been out of the area of the state and moved back. And the example given here, which I think is a pretty standard one, it may be a little higher than some, but they said on a typical $100,000 loan at 6%, for the first 12 months of interest, that would be $6,000. In addition to deducting that portion for your interest payment, the MCC program would allow an additional tax credit of $2,000 for the qualifying persons. And that is, again, that is a bottom line off your tax liability credit. It's not $2,000 like your standard deduction, but this actually comes off as a direct dollar for dollar credit. So the participants restricted to household incomes of $70,320 for families or two or less, $82,440 for families of three or more, and the maximum home purchase price is well over $300,000. So we're very pleased it covers a broad range of homes and a broad range of income brackets, and so we're hopeful that, again, this will instill some more interest in home ownership here in the county, Mr. President.
And that, just wanted to mention that tax credit for each and every year, not just the first year. So it's 40% of the interest paid each and every year up to the $2,000. And for those who might be watching it and who are interested in getting more information on the program, the toll-free number to call is 877-983-3792.
You will have some more of these available for people in the media, and if you all have lenders that are interested, please call me, call Mr. Brannick. And the other thing I want to applaud your board president on is that I'm not the technology person, but hopefully in the next few months, working with a local web designer, the Housing Finance Corporation, will have its own webpage, which we will then try to be real nice, and we'll get with the county folks and link to theirs, so that we can provide this information in a much more user-friendly environment for those technocrats among us. Absolutely, Commissioner. I appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you, Mayor.
Judge, I have another comment, please. Mr. Grimes, would you please stand? I just want the court and the public to know that Mr. Jimmy Grimes is serving and agreed to serve another term on the Jefferson County Emergency Services District. He's been doing this for a number of years, tireless. He has participated, he's committed to the cause, and I just want to publicly acknowledge you for agreeing to do this again, and we thank you for your service, sir.